Now, Russia's invasion of Georgia sent a message to other former Soviet republics, and that includes the country we're heading to next. Ukraine has a pro-Western government, which Russia's not happy about. The United States supports that government, and that explains why Vice President Dick Cheney is visiting the capital, Kiev, today. Cheney can expect to find Ukrainian politicians distracted, though, by a political crisis. NPR's Ann Garrels reports from Kiev.
Ukraine has stumbled through political turmoil since the 2004 Orange Revolution brought to power the pro-Western team of President Viktor Yushchenko and Prime Minister Julia Tymoshenko. They've fought as bitterly among themselves as with their more pro-Russian opponents. It's basically a fight over the respective powers of the president and the prime minister, and it's paralyzed the country. Deputy Prime Minister Grigory Nemiria says President Yushchenko's withdrawal from the coalition couldn't come at a worse time.
This is the last thing that Ukraine needs now, a preterm fresh elections amidst the both regional and domestic crisis.
The breaking point came when President Yushchenko's office called Prime Minister Tymoshenko a traitor for not denouncing last month's Russian invasion of Georgia. Tymoshenko shot back she was not soft in her support for Georgia, but did not want to unnecessarily drag Ukraine into conflicts. In fact, their positions are not so very different. Yushchenko and Tymoshenko both hope for NATO membership one day. They just differ on how much to push the issue now. Tymoshenko's go-slower approach reflects the deep divide in Ukraine about how to juggle relations with Russia and the West. This conversation overheard in a Kiev bar sums it up. An off-duty police officer says Ukraine has nothing with which to protect itself from Russia except the prospect of NATO. Without NATO, he says Ukraine will cease to exist. His three companions disagree. We can't antagonize Russia, one says, adding, Russians are our brothers. Ukrainians are more interested in greater ties with the European Union than with NATO for now. But the Europeans have yet to give Ukraine any promises on EU membership. Boris Tarasyuk, the chairman of Parliament's Committee on European Integration, says this is dangerous.
The European Union still doesn't have the answer to the question whether it sees Ukraine as a future member of the European Union or not. And this is a strong geopolitical mistake of the European Union.
Pro-Western analysts like Alexander Sushko say Europe must do more to encourage Ukrainian integration.
European Union recognized a future membership for Balkan states, including Serbia, Bosnia, Albania, and others, very problematic states of Balkan area, and didn't do it with regards to Ukraine. So that's a feeling of frustration and disappointment and feeling of double standards.
Sushko says the European Union's failure to support Ukraine could undermine public support and encourage a resurgent Kremlin to believe the country is all alone and ripe for a return to the Russian sphere of influence. At next week's EU summit, Ukrainian officials hope the Europeans will finally agree to some concrete steps, like a free trade zone and a more liberal visa regime. Ukrainians can travel freely to Russia. It's extremely difficult for them to reach the West. Ann Garrels, NPR News, Kiev.